Hi, everyone. Daniel Ramsey here, the CEO of MyOutDesk and the host of Scale the Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to having conversations that unlock the exact formula and strategies multi-million and billion-dollar companies use to scale their business. You can visit me on our website at scalethepodcast.com or listen to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play. So this is the golden age of entrepreneurship, and I want to give you eight tactics, like tactical things you can do to own, grow, scale a business. And what I mean by golden age, there's not another time in history where there's been more information about starting a business, founding a business, growing a business. 20 years ago when I started, there was nothing. There was no peer groups, there was YouTube didn't exist, you didn't have emails, no smartphones. It's an amazing time. So in this list, the number one thing is consume lots of information, lots of data, read books, watch YouTubes, get the information that you want about your industry, about starting a business, what it's like to grow a business. Just consume a ton of data. Then join a peer group. Now there's peer groups for people who want to transition from W-2s to entrepreneurship. How amazing is that? Like, you can be in a group of other people who also want to own businesses and support each other along in the journey. Big deal. The third thing, which is really important, is get on all the lists to buy businesses, meaning you need to underwrite deals. If you're going to be a contractor and build houses, you want to know all the deals that have actually closed recently of businesses that are for sale that build houses. You want to get all the information you can about that particular industry and underwrite the deals. How much did they sell for? What's the multiple? Who is the buyer? Who is the seller? Who is the banker? How did they fund it? Like, these are all good information. And number three is just underwrite as many deals as possible. Find a mentor. If you're gonna, again, buy a construction business, find somebody who has just recently done that in the last 5 years. They're out there. They are in your local market. You can find somebody. Now, the question is, will that person want to actually mentor you or like help you in your own journey? That's the question. But another like tip around that is, maybe you're not going to find somebody in your local market. Maybe you have to fly somewhere. Maybe you have to travel down south or to another state to find somebody who will teach you because they don't feel like you're a competitor in their local market. So really important. Find a mentor who is doing it now, who just recently in the last 5-10 years bought a business. Avoid the fake influencers online. Like, if they don't actually operate a business and they aren't actually a founder, you don't want to watch their YouTube videos. You don't want to consume their data, because what they are is actually, they're marketers who are selling you marketing or value entertainment. They're not really founders. They're not really building a business. So it's really important that you're not in that space of listening to people who just simply aren't in the world of buying businesses or owning them or running them or founding them. Find a coaching platform. This is a big deal. When I was new 20 years ago at entrepreneurship, I didn't realize the value of having a coach. It took me 7 years to hire my first coach, and that was a huge mistake. I wish I would have done it day one. So find the coaching platform in your industry that is the most successful, and find relationships inside that coaching platforms of other peers and also the best coach for your industry. Because guess what? There's a coach for everything out there, and it's a big deal when you surround yourself with really talented people. Okay, the last two are kind of the most important. One, be financially prepared to take a big, huge punch right in the gut, because nothing is gonna work. You're gonna buy the business, you're gonna realize you paid too much. You're gonna buy the business and you're gonna have your employees exit. That actually happened to a friend of mine last year. He bought a business, spent lots of money, and half the employees left. So there's gonna be problems, and you just wanna know for sure 100% of the time, there's gonna be something that happens that's gonna punch you in the gut. Just be financially prepared for that. Have a little reserve off to the side so that you can handle and weather any storms. Number eight, be prepared to work your butt off, like more than you've ever worked before, care more than you've ever cared before, be consumed by this thing called entrepreneurship. you are gonna have an integrated life, meaning you're gonna be thinking or working or being in your business 24/7. In fact, I love this quote. The reason I became an entrepreneur is because I don't want anyone to tell me when I can work my 20 hours in a day, right? Like, this is the reality of being an entrepreneur. But again, this is the golden age. If there was ever time to start something, to found something, to buy something, it's now.